Nipissing MPP Vic Fedeli is announcing increased support of over $1 million from the Ontario government to community agencies so they can continue to deliver vital frontline services to individuals and families across Nipissing. Our local agencies make our communities stronger, more resilient and inclusive. They work hard to provide people with access to the right resources and services they need to succeed and thrive, says Fedeli. By strengthening support to community agencies in Nipissing, we are helping them deliver critical services to people in need. Examples of increased funding are as follows. $563,000 for Community Living North Bay, $250,000 for Community Living West Nipissing, $228,000 for One Kids Place North Bay, $102,000 for Mattawa Community Living. Community Living North Bay is incredibly grateful for MPP Fedeli's ongoing support of the developmental services sector and the clients we serve. This generous investment will enable us to enhance wages for our frontline staff, as well as make key investments in our housing stock, accessible vehicle fleet and IT infrastructure, says Megan Wake, Executive Director of Community Living North Bay. One Kids Place is extremely grateful for the additional funding for children's rehabilitation services. With the increased funding, more children will have access to the specialized care and support they need to thrive and reach their full potential. It will improve the lives of our youngest and most vulnerable community members, and it will have a lasting impact on their growth and development, says Brenda Lubert, Executive Director of One Kids Place Children's Treatment Center. Community Living Mattawa is pleased to receive the recent increase to its base budget. In this time of increased cost of living, which has affected our agency, our employees, and our consumers, this investment injects much-needed funding into our programs and services and allows us to continue to provide high-quality supports to people with developmental disabilities living in our community. This investment is a good first step, and we look forward to future investments in the developmental services sector in order to build on the work begun with this investment, says David Spencer, Executive Director of Community Living Mattawa. As part of the 2024 budget, Building a Better Ontario, the Ontario government is providing $310 million over 3 years to address increasing operational costs for community organizations that support vulnerable populations. This includes children in care and those with special needs, people with a developmental disability, people who have experienced gender-based violence and survivors of human trafficking. Quick facts. Community agencies deliver vital programs related to anti-human trafficking, autism, child welfare, developmental services, child development, Indigenous wellness, interpreter and intervener services, violence against women and youth justice services. Developmental services agencies provide vital community-based services and supportive living supports to help adults with a developmental disability fully participate in their communities and live more independently. Children's treatment centers and rehabilitation service agencies provide early intervention and specialized services, such as clinical assessments, speech-language pathology, physiotherapy and occupational therapy, to improve outcomes for children and youth with special needs and their families. Ontario offers a range of services and supports to people experiencing or at risk of gender-based violence through community agencies and providers, such as emergency shelters, counseling, 24-hour crisis lines, transitional and housing supports, and specialized anti-human trafficking services.